Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Whoa!
I knew you couldn't stay away.
That's
yes,
right.
We got all your celebrity news right here. And to join us in all the fun are the juiciest, the most ripe Georgia peaches of all. It's Atlanta, people.
Oh, juicy.
Good to see you.
That's right, honey.
Now, later, the fashion police are after Meghan Markle. The real police arrested Ice-T and almost arrested another friendly actor. We'll explain all that shortly. But first, Brat, what you got for us?
Well, yesterday we talked about talk show host Megyn Kelly and her controversial statements about blackface.
Yes, we
and
did.
And if you did not catch what she said, let us refresh your memory for you.
Keep the tea alive.
Okay.
You do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface on Halloween or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Like, when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as, like, a character. Yeah. There was a controversy on The Real Housewives of New York with Luann, as she dresses Diana Ross, and she made her skin look darker than it really is, and people said that that was racist. And I don't know, I felt like, who doesn't love Diana Ross? She wants to look like Diana Ross for one day. I don't know how, like, that got racist on Halloween. It's not like she's walking around
in
general.
I have not seen it.
You have watched it.
Well, y'all, the backlash was bigger than expected, and today NBC aired a repeat of her show, and a spokesperson said there were no plans for her to return for the rest of the week.
What?
And some reports are saying that she is most likely not coming back to the show at all.
Really?
So what do we think? I mean, has Megan Constant faux pas finally got her fired from NBC?
She said a lot of dumb things, and I think we all know you can't do blackface.
Who else did she get upset? Jane Fonda. She said something about her plastic surgery.
She confronted her on that.
If you're going to offend anybody, why do it? It's just Halloween.
But here's the thing.
Just be somebody else.
But, like, you should be able to have an opinion that is wrong.
You should is the key word.
You shouldn't have to be in the flow of popular opinion and just agree with everybody. There has to be people out there who are going to make people feel uncomfortable just to represent all sides of thought. It doesn't mean that person's right for what they're saying, but she should be entitled to her opinion.
But
and if people choose to stop watching, it's on them.
When you're a public figure like her and knowing all the stuff that she didn't been through, you gotta just tone it down. Now, JoJo, he could go be damn skinhead if he wanted to be. Nobody don't know who the hell is, but when you're a public figure and people sitting there and you're offending people, then that's when all the heat comes on.
I think NBC doesn't like Megan, and I think her show sucks.
They were looking for an excuse.
And they don't like her.
They need a way to get her out.
Exactly. Right,
yeah, and then, you know, it's her show, so she has the authority on her show. So you do have a lot of power, just like what you said, Gary, and you gotta be careful, especially when your boss don't like you.
Exactly.
Okay. Do we get an extra hour of Hoda and the other guy?
I would love that. Well, from one Megan that may be getting a pink slip to another Megan that may have had a fashion slip, Gary.
Oh my God, honey.
The beautiful Duchess of Sussex, who is traveling abroad with Prince Harry, arrived in the country of Tonga. And the fashion police, who usually have no reason to take any issue with the beautiful princess, well, they may be citing her a citation for this. Check this out. Well, because the cameras not only caught her growing belly bump, but a tag hanging from beneath her dress, Gary!
Royals, they're just like us!
Oh, my God! Oh, no. Child. Oh, well, God. Since becoming a duchess, Meghan rarely does anything wrong, but this is probably a major fashion mishap. What do you think, Gary?
No, let me tell you something, girl, honey. What happened? She had some of her boosters from California flying her some new looks.
Oh, yeah.
And they forgot to take the tags off, girl.
That's one of the security tags.
Yes,
you can't get it off.
She'd be beeping if she went back to the store they got it from.
Beep, beep, beep. Tags as big as a damn mattress tag.
People are hard at reading over there.
I don't see price on it, though.
And usually they don't put the price tag at the bottom of the skirt.
You guys are complaining about the tag. I'm just in a deep appreciation for the wind and how it just made that dress.
I knew you were going to go there.
It does seem like there's a vortex bringing it in.
Not you looking at the creases, Frank.
That's the wind beneath the baby bump.
He's always looking at the creases, Brad.
He loves a pregnant woman. Y'all know this by now.
The wind beneath her wings. So it looks like Ice-T is out here committing crimes for real.
Uh-oh.
Now, the actor was busted blowing through an Easy Pass toll without paying at the George Washington Bridge, crossing into New York City.
That ain't a crime.
Okay. Yo, but for those that don't know, like, Easy Pass toll is for drivers who prepaid tolls with a transmitter. And the one in, like, you know, going from the George Washington Bridge to New York City is anywhere between $15 and $16. I got caught out there, too. It's rough.
That's high as hell.
It is. That's why people stay where they're at.
Whoa.
According to reports, police pulled Ice over, and get this, they also discovered that his car wasn't registered, so they arrested him for evading a toll and gave him a ticket for an unregistered vehicle. Now, sources say his wife, Coco, kept it extra cool while she was witnessing the arrest. She was following behind him in her car, and she was so calm that she just pulled over to the side and started breastfeeding their baby on the side of the road.
She's a real MVP, honey.
She
that baby
is.
All day.
What's
the
MVP
baby's like 4 years
there?
Old.
If because she was trying to help her husband get out the damn ticket by popping a boob out.
And he knew that was a fake breast. That's why he gave his ass a ticket and took him to jail. Hell,
and Heidi, if I was that baby, I'd still be breastfeeding.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is, like, you know, some people you feel like just get a pass no matter what's going on. Like, there's some people that seem like they're protected under some guise of the law. Like, if you see Snoop Dogg in a car full of smoke, you let him be. That's Snoop Dogg.
Exactly.
Ice-T breezing by in the expressway. Mm-mm. It's Ice-T. He plays a cop on television. Let him be.
Well, who don't register their cars and you Ice-T as rich as
it was a brand new car. He just got a McLaren. He didn't get a chance to register it yet.
They jealous.
Yo, the DMV in New York and New Jersey is horrible.
Yeah, I think the cops were somebody like Gary, because why didn't they look at Coco's boob? I'm still on that. That should have got him off.
Because you always got the officers that want to show out and be like, yeah, I arrested Ice-T today.
Yeah.
Or you just got the gay toll collector. He's like, ew, put it away, and here's I need $17.
Okay.
Girl, ew, this is gross.
Must have been the cop from the Village People.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Well, there must be something in the water, because the police in the UK almost had to arrest another American for stealing beer. So take a look at this picture.
American actor?
Yep. Anybody look familiar?
He looks familiar.
See, they posted because they need help locating this suspect.
I'm feeling like friends.
Stupid.
Yes, Portia, you're right. So it's so funny because people thought online that it looked like David Schwimmer from Friends.
That's Ross.
It really does look exactly like him. So I guess David Schwimmer, who has a great personality, caught a whim of this, and he decided that he basically wanted to let police know that wasn't him and that he was in New York City at the time of this burglary. Take a look.
That's fantastic.
I mean, the attention to detail, right? Like, just his little
From
look, the eyebrow.
The jacket to the bend in the beer box.
I have stolen things before as a grown
Ooh,
person.
Oh, hiding.
But like, on accident. You know, like...
How are you still on accident?
You know, if you go to, like, Target or something...
That's white people's excuse.
Right.
It was
and
all
y'all
accident.
Get away with it.
No, okay.
Heidi borrowed that.
She's telling a white lie.
You know when you go to Target or one of those stores and they have like a bottom shelf, and I had gotten a mirror, but I forgot. And so I put that under there, and then I took
the bottom shelf of the cart.
Of the cart. So okay. I took everything out of the basket and paid for it. I get to my car to put
Girl,
everything away, and I'm like,
you know what you did.
The hell are you doing buying mirrors? You a glutton for punishment?
I got it for you so you could see what an ass.
Do y'all ever have like a celebrity lookalike do anything against the law or just period?
Like at best, like some dude who like, you know, like copied my profile, like got some chick to send him nudes. And then when she realized that he wasn't me, she's like, oh, I sent him pictures of everything. Oh. I was like, yo, what did you send him?
All right, y'all, up next, Bruno Mars might have found love with a comedian and Jerry Springer might have found a new job. Coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, y'all. It's a love connection, you guys.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Between comedian Lunell and Bruno Mars, they have a little something.
What? A little something
going on. Well, we all know that Lunell has a reputation for being straight up and down when it comes to her men.
Hmm.
And she showed everyone just how serious she was about Bruno when she professed her love for him on Instagram. Take a look.
Tomorrow is the day that I go see and meet Bruno Mars. Oh, my God. So, Bruno, I'm coming for you, baby. You said you would sing to me. I'm going to be looking forward to it.
I know that's right, Lunell. You better shoot your shot, boo. Well, let me tell you, it didn't stop there. Lunell finessed her way backstage, honey, at the Bruno Mars Los Angeles show. And, honey, the sparks flew. Take a look.
Y'all act like her,
Yo, Bruno Mars is not ready for that jelly. It is.
No.
All that would be left is that hat.
That's it.
Okay. Nothing else. Well, order in the court, y'all. There's a new judge in town, and his courtroom would be full of ratchetry. Iconic talk show host Jerry Springer might be making a comeback. Word on the street is that he might be hosting a daytime courtroom show called Judge Jerry. Judge Judy ain't gonna like that.
Okay.
But the show is still in development, and if everything goes through, we could be watching this as soon as next fall.
And I will be tuned in.
I'm so happy for this.
Because, I mean, back in the day, he was just that perfect afternoon ratchet TV.
For real.
You know they was gonna get to boxing. You know, somebody's girlfriend was gonna confess they were really a man.
Oh, Lord.
Like, that's why it always baffled me anytime anybody would go on Jerry Springer, because if you're going on Jerry Springer, it is not a good thing.
No.
You know what I mean? So, like, there would be times where people would come out and just start running full speed at the person that was sitting in the chair to attack them.
Well, this could be cool, y'all, because you know Jerry's background is law and politics, so it might be kind of cool to see him with a judge robe on. I can only imagine the cases, though, that he would get. Like, y'all here for this or not?
I would watch his show. I mean, because Judge Judy retiring, so.
So y'all think when he makes a judgment, they're going to scream, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
Probably. That's his moniker.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right, and I got the deal that's going to keep your head nodding. It's the Rockin' Bit Stereo Bluetooth Earbuds. Now, this truly wireless stereo pairing via Bluetooth contains two cordless earbuds, making it the smallest Bluetooth stereo headset on the market. And just like the Apple iPods, the enhanced battery in the wireless headphones allows up to 3 hours for music and calls on a single charge. And check it out. The small lipstick-sized portable charger can fully recharge the headset twice on the go.
Oh, yeah, these are dope. I can listen to my favorite songs on these.
Yo, Brat, that's not all.
What?
You can activate Siri, give voice commands, and the sound is unparalleled. Yo, using these will make you never have to take your smartphone out of your pocket because it gives you a hands-free experience all around.
Oh, how much are these, Headcrat?
When you hear this, it might make your eardrums actually explode. Usually, these situations right here go for $110, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39. Just go to OnTheSaves.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, our girl Marnietta Shaw dropped by the studio and chatted with us about her blended family. You don't want to miss this tea, baby. All this and more right after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation as a socialite, author, and downright visionary as it comes to, like, co-parenting relationships. Make some noise one time for Marnietta Shaw!
Yes!
What's up?
What's up? Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, of course.
Oh, yes. Let's get to it. You're kicking down doors and talking in a way that a lot of times within our culture and our community, we have a hard time getting along with.
Yes.
You know, usually when the relationship separates and splits apart, you know, the old mom be like, keep that new chick out my baby hair.
Hey,
she don't care. Keep that new chick. Keep that bitch out of my baby hair.
You know, keeping it PG for TV, but it is what it is. But you damn right, though. But so, like, I mean, there's so many things that people know you from. I mean, obviously, you were you were married to Neo?
No. We were maybe like 4 months away from the wedding, so we were fiancé. Yeah, he was my fiancé, yeah.
Like, what made you write this book? Keep It Classy, yes. Co-parenting strategies for unstoppable moms and devoted dads.
Before you answer it, Manuela, first of all, how did you get this title? How did you come up with this title?
Honestly, the people kind of gave it to me. After being on Atlanta Exes and all the feedback that I was getting, everybody was like, "Ooh, girl, you better than me," da da da, or "Ooh, you're so classy," because I never, like, I pride myself on never, like, using the kids to hurt him and against him. It just didn't make any sense to me, even when I was hurting in the thick of things, but. You know, so they were like, "Girl, you're just so classy. You classy." That's literally, I felt like I could twerk. Then they're like, "Oh, girl, that's a classy twerk."
Yeah.
You know, it was like kind of crazy, but that's typically how I came up with it, and it just stayed with me.
We read somewhere that Alicia Keys and her husband, Swiss Beats, know, they are co-parenting, because I know you're co-parenting. You and Neo are co-parenting.
Absolutely.
So do you and, Neo's new wife, do y'all all take vacations together?
We haven't yet, but we actually had a conversation about it. We're supposed to do a blended family Thanksgiving, which is cool. We talked about going on vacations. I'm totally for it, but I wasn't at first. You know, you have to get to that place.
You ain't gonna be
you know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. And then, you know, I don't want to go there without a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on.
So are you waiting till you have a man before you go? Before y'all set it up?
No. I do have one, but I just choose to, you know, not put everything out there.
Yeah, so when you do this co-parenting Thanksgiving dinner, do you bring something?
Yeah.
Is everybody cooking? Is it gonna be is it gonna be like a plate battle?
Yeah, but like, ooh, my sweet potato pie is better than yours, girl. But no.
Let's just say if Monietta Shaw had a time machine, she could jump back in that thing.
Hey.
Do you date a regular person?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you date Neo?
Look, the pizza man got garden tools. So it doesn't matter. I feel like if you're a cheater, you're a cheater. If you, you know, a loyal person, you're a loyal person.
You know, I always say it, honey. It's just as easy to be with a rich hoe than a poor one.
Thank you. I ain't know if I can say hoe. But yeah, the pizza man got hoes.
Well, but with that being said, though, like, I actually think the pizza man is going to have way better options than, like, the celebrity dude. Because people that are calling on the pizza man, they're hungry. You know, they're looking for something. And it might be a situation where they're using him for pizza.
Oh, my God.
And
that's just his job.
And if they're going to dive that low, they might be a little bit ratchet too, so they gonna go above and beyond the call of duty for that meat lovers.
I'd rather be with my rich hoe and be comfortable, and I can shop at least do some things than be with the pizza one, because he ain't got too much money. So
right,
I wanna be comfortable.
But that wood might be talking about something anyway.
Well, yeah, but can only go there and
with you.
The book is called Keep It Classy. The author is Monietta Shaw. Be sure you support this. Make some noise, y'all. Monietta Shaw!
Woo! Thank you guys. Love y'all.
Anytime.
Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Bye.
Now, we've all met some over-the-top personal trainers, but this one right here might take the cake and throw it away. There's a man from the UK named Darren Dibsey McClintock who weighed about 420 pounds, and he desperately needed to lose the weight or he would die.
My goodness.
Trainer Mike Hines agreed to work with Darren to get fit.
Right.
So to ensure that Dibsey had no roadblocks to weight loss, the trainer, get this, got Dibsey banned from all of his favorite restaurants and eat-out joints by handing out this flyer. Save Dibsey. Obesity is killing him. Do not serve this man.
This is like the type of help that you asked for in the beginning. And you see he's smiling. He was down for it. But I bet when that man is hungry and they tell him no, he's going to be mad. He's going to be red.
Mm-mm. That make him even bigger because he's going to eat more once he finally eats.
It's either you eat right or you die, apparently.
Yeah.
So nobody should have to put signs up in any window.
Yeah, because I never proclaim anything again, okay? You know, I said I was vegan and all my Instagram followers were holding me accountable.
See?
And I was like, I just want a little piece of beef.
But you be pump faking us, though. Like, you'd be like, yo, get on this diet, do this thing, and then, like, 3 or 4 days later, you
It'll
fall back on a group chat.
At least I'm influencing y'all to do better.
Whatever.
Do as I say, not as I do.
All right, Pastor.
Just
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.